Blog Talk Radio.
He gave me joy. He gave me joy. That pain that would not move, love printed up a room.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Well, praise me. God bless you. Good evening to you. And may the Lord bless you real good. You know, today is the day the Lord made. Let's rejoice and be glad therein. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks. I'm here with my wife, Charlene. And we're going to give God the praise and the glory this evening. We want to talk about something that I think everybody should talk about. We've got to learn how to give up that self. Give that self up. Our selfish ways so God can bless us. We got Bible to back it up. We're going to come out in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 28. I'll probably read some various translations tonight. But we're here in the studio if you'd like to call us at 252-916-0104. Or you can always call me on my cell phone, 252-214-0799. All right? Stay tuned, and I know the Lord gonna bless you.
Well, good evening, and God bless you. Just good to be here. I'm so grateful. I tell you, I had a tiring day. Amen. I went out to Staples.
Yes, sir.
And bought a camera system. He told me everything was in it.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. And
yeah.
It wasn't in it.
No,
God is good, and we just going to make it anyway.
Amen.
My selfish way told me to take it right back. that's what my selfish way told me.
All right.
To take it right back. Don't even worry about it. But God said, go ahead and keep it. So that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
Well, good evening to you. God bless you. Good evening, my dear. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
That's a big word, fantastic. What does that mean?
I'm blessing the Lord.
You're blessed in the Lord. That's
yes, right.
Amen. Well, we're going to talk about this evening. What are we going to talk about?
Turn from your selfish way.
And you know, that old selfish way is a very serious thing, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I know.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
I guess
yes.
I was talking to you today about something. Even getting married to you, I was telling your children that I hadn't even thought about that they was a part of the family. I know, seriously, I had not thought about it. But it's not in the demeanor, it's not that I'm mad or upset.
Mm-hmm,
but, you know, I was just thinking, well, we get married, it's you and I be together, boom, boom, boom. All these kids we have together.
We got some kids.
We got to spend time together. And that's a good thing. That's one part of getting up your selfish way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling you about, I read about this gentleman. Remember, this wife got married, and they had time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the first child was born, somebody started feeling like they was being left out.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't mean you're left out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's means you got somebody's addition to the family, and you got to give them some respect and time.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Amen.
But you go ahead. What do you think about this?
Well, it's going to take the help of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for these things to happen. Because, you know, I is a very big person in our lives. And in order for us to turn from our selfish ways, we're going to need the Lord Jesus Christ. First, we have to realize that we have some selfish ways. And that's why it's important for people to understand the title tonight is Turn From Your Selfish Way, not ways.
Right, right.
So you can't pick and choose. You have to give up your whole selfish way in order to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that's what he said.
Amen.
Look at the scripture here. The scripture says over there in Matthew chapter number 20, chapter 16, verse number 24, My reading is from the New Living Testament translation.
25.
Excuse me?
You skipped up a scripture.
I skipped up one. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back. All right. Verse 24. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, excuse me, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, W-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Take up your cross and follow me. Isn't that a lot to say?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, I got a sneeze up here. I don't want to sneeze this evening, but thank God for that.
Amen.
Maybe I didn't have one, it'd be something else, but I thank God for the sneeze.
Amen.
Do the happiness you want.
Maybe.
Thank God for the happiness, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I came up here this evening. I think I got here about 7:30.
Yeah.
Man, they were roasting up here.
I know it was.
No ad get on all day. But we thank the Lord. Nice and cool now. But anyway, Jesus said, read that thing. What did it say?
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me.
Giving up your own way. What is some of the things that we learned about giving up your own way? You know, was it last night or this morning, wasn't it? Or today, we were talking to someone that's living in one of our buildings, and they don't have a job. But I know they had to pay.
Right.
So we had to sacrifice
mm-hmm.
and let them live there,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have no money.
Amen.
And my way is, man, I want my money. You know, that's my way.
That's my way.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't get nothing there. I don't get nothing. I just want my money. But giving up your own way, sometimes you got to compromise.
Yes, sir.
You got to let somebody else have something that you deserve. You really deserve it. But circumstances at this very time won't permit you to have it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, right, what is it? Tomorrow is Tuesday. Wednesday, we're supposed to be meeting someone to close out a deal.
That's right.
And at 2 p.m. But the man called me this evening and said he hadn't spoke with the sellers yet. So we're pretty sure it's going to go through. But here it is, you know, like, I want to hear something right away.
Amen to that.
Right?
Amen.
And of course, you know, we looked at another piece of property. And the man texts me, who was the text? Do I have a text? Yeah. He texts me and he said, he texts me Sunday evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Sunday evening. And here's what he said, look. He says, he'll get it back there. Read what he said.
Sorry for not getting back to you in a timely manner. I've been very busy this weekend. Just wanted to update you and let you know that at this point, there is someone who has plans on purchasing the property. Like I said, if it falls through, you will be the first person I contact.
Right. Now, that's this property that we lacked. We saw it first.
Yeah. Yes.
But we didn't put no money down.
No.
I like that piece of property. I'd love to have it. But, you know, this is one of the times that I got back stuff out of the way. Like I told him, I texted him.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, look, if it doesn't go through, just let me know.
Right.
You know, it's that's my preference is that we get it because I want to put someone in it like there's something we want to do it.
Right.
But if we don't get it, we don't get it.
Amen.
You know, we can't just hold up everything.
Right.
And that's what the broadcast is about, to teach people how to sometimes, even though you got the right, but in order to make things work, you got to give up the right to make it work. And I know somebody that's going to be saying, well, you know, you got it like that. No, but I ain't always had it like this. But I've always been this way, knowing that Jesus Christ is the one that I need. I know that he's the one.
Amen.
So I don't frustrate myself in things that are too big for me. I just keep myself on.
Right.
You know, whatever God says, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm not going to jump in front of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just going to be with him, you know.
Amen.
Wherever he leads me, I follow.
That's right.
And the scripture tells us, if any man wants to be his disciple, you must give up your own way.
Your own way.
That's a large
statement,
isn't it?
That's a large statement.
Give up your own way. Well, something I told you about the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got it now. Even this pastor called me last week, and said you and I should go away.
Uh-huh.
Right? That we just got married.
Mm-hmm.
That we should take a honeymoon.
Right.
But we haven't taken one because we got that property over there in Greenville, we got the property out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we was good for the first 2 or 3 days we was alone.
Right.
But all of a sudden now the children are tagging along.
That's right.
But
they're loving it.
And they enjoy it.
Yes, they are.
And that's good.
Mm.
And that means somebody got to go back them for everybody, for the benefit, for the welfare and the benefit of everybody.
Right.
So you and I may not get our space alone right now. I used to find out you got to preach. You put me preaching next Friday and you changed it to Thursday.
Right.
Then you found out that you got to go to New York.
Right.
Next week. Did you call them back yet?
Yes, just moved to the following Thursday.
Okay, good. So there is time that we want to do one thing.
Right.
And the Lord leads us to do something else.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean that God is not with you. That doesn't mean that you're losing.
Right.
Really, on the opposite, you're winning.
That's what it means.
Because anytime you're doing what God says.
Right.
You've got to be doing okay.
You've got to be doing okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We got to be doing okay to do what
right.
God says.
We can't always be bullheaded.
No.
We can't always be bullheaded and stubborn and want to get your own way. That's not Christ-like. That's important. It's important for us to know, you know, there are times when you got to stand your ground. Now, there are times when you have to stand your ground. But there are times when you really must just give up your way, give in. And it's going to be taking up a cross and follow Jesus Christ. And people say, you know, you're foolish, you're this and that. It may seem foolish to you, but God takes the foolish things to confound the wise.
That's exactly what he said. So we have to follow. like you say, I think we went over and put a sign, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm, yes.
On the house over there on what, East Third
on
Street?
Third Street. Yeah,
on Third Street,
over there, yeah.
Right.
Right.
And we found out there was a broken window.
Right.
So we got to get that taken care of. And now we want to get the income coming in.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's some things we got to do first.
Amen.
And that's giving up your own way. I would rather just be get the income in now. But the right thing is to give up my way and do what's right.
Amen.
For the situation.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. Now, if you'd like to call us, give us a telephone number.
252, if you'd like to call us, 252-916-0104 or 252-214-0799.
Yes, you can call us right now.
We're right here.
Listen, the scriptures always on the same. Let's read it one more time. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me.
If I want to follow Jesus Christ, if I want the blessings of the Lord
mm-hmm.
in my life
mm-hmm.
that makes us rich and no add no sorrow,
come on.
I got to give up my way.
Right.
I can't just do it my way, even though I think my way is pretty good. But I found out my way is not all that good. You know, I really feel like that sometimes the way Christ is telling me to do it, I know he's right, but it seems like it's like this young lady wants to rent that place over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she came to church Sunday, and the dear lady went and bought a case of, what is it?
Green tea.
Brought back from the bill yesterday when I was in church. And, we had almost decided not to let her have it.
That's right.
I had. But she needs that place. And so we got to think like that.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
God has blessed you and I that we have a comfortable place to be out of here.
Amen.
We have a house over there in Greenville.
Yes, we do.
We have a house out here in Belleville.
That's right.
And then we got another house over there on, still in Greenville, but it's on, Old Country Road, right? Old Village Road.
Right.
And then we got one over there on
306 Hilbert Street.
Okay.
And then we got another house over there on 2608
Calvin
Way.
Yeah.
And we're looking to close one Wednesday at 2611 Dunn Street.
Yeah.
Now, why would we be so selfish to kind of not let that individual that we know would be a blessing to them have that house just because of the financial gain?
Right.
That's what giving up your way. You ever thought about that?
No.
But you got to. You know, I know one of my, well, my son, he said, that person wanted to get his place, but they was on Section 8. He said, I don't really bother with that. And so he didn't rent it to him because he wanted the money right away. He didn't want to wait for all that. But sometimes, as the Lord bless you, you got to think about other people. Are you understanding that?
I'm understanding that.
You sometimes...
I'm understanding.
It don't seem like it's good, but in order for us to be blessed and keep the blessing of God in your life, and we're talking to you that's listening, because he said, if any of you, that's anyone, right?
That's anyone.
Let's look at it, right?
It's anyone.
Did he say any?
Yeah.
What did he say?
If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way.
See that? Your own way.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus didn't stutter, and he made it very clear.
Yeah.
If I want to be a follower of him, you know, it's easy. My grandmother used to say, LJ, talk is cheap, but it takes money to buy land. Everybody can say, yeah, Christian, but what about the values and the things that you're supposed to do?
Right.
Are we doing that?
Amen. It's true.
And that's very true. See?
That is very true.
Now, I think that's important. Now, let's look at the next verse. Verse 25. What does it say?
If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it.
I've seen people so stubborn that they wouldn't help nobody. This particular preacher that I knew, I still know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, I wouldn't go to the hospital and pray for nobody.
Mm.
You know? But that man lost his church.
My Lord Jesus.
You know, a little simple thing like that. We was in the hospital, about a month ago to visit somebody that I remember. Never seen, I think they've been out here a couple of times to support someone else.
Right.
But we went there. And a lot of times, we have to get out of our comfort zone and try to meet the needs of somebody else.
Right.
So God can bless us. We don't see it right now. We're doing all right. You're driving in the highest car. You're in a beautiful house.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good job and all that. But guess what? Trouble could be lurking right around the corner. And Jesus says, if you try to hang on to your own life or your own way, you're going to lose it. You know, I think I'm pretty smart in this sense.
Okay.
Not intelligent with the gospel, all that, but in the sense that I got, at a young age, I bought a house at 23 years old.
Okay.
I think 24 years old. I mean, a young man, I bought my own house.
Okay.
And my own car.
Okay.
Was married, bought my wife a car.
All right.
And had my little spread, bought my own land.
Had your little spread, okay.
Right?
All right.
And I was doing okay.
Doing all right.
But let me tell you something. I had two tractors and trailers.
Okay.
I have a used car lot.
I see.
At one time, I had about 30 cars on the lot.
Wow.
Now, but guess what?
What?
Right around the corner, I didn't see it. That was a tragedy.
There was a tragedy around the corner.
Yes, there was.
You couldn't see it, though.
I couldn't see it because I wasn't saved. I didn't see the values that God said. He said, if you try to hang on to your life, I was a kind of shoe off that thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was.
I see.
I didn't know Christ. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was, truly, I thought I was doing right. But you know what? That wasn't right. I was off running.
Mm.
That's all money could get.
He wasn't giving up your way at all.
No way.
Ah, see.
And Jesus said, if you hold on to it, you're going to lose it.
He said
that. I am a living witness
mm-hmm.
that our Lord has told us the truth.
He told us the truth.
If you hold on to your way, you're going to lose everything you got.
My Lord.
But if you humble yourself
under
the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you.
He will. Oh,
you can testify that, can't you?
I can testify to that.
By staying humble.
If you stay humble, I can testify to that.
God will make a way.
He will make a way.
My friend, if you're out there this evening, I want to tell you, if you learn to give up your way, I call it the selfish way, and let God lead you, you'll find out that he'll bless you. The Bible says, I have not seen.
That's what it says.
Ear have not heard. Neither has it entered in the heart of man what God got prepared for them that love him.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Are you understanding that?
I'm understanding that.
Listen. That scripture said, if you try to hang on to your way, to your life,
if you try to hang on to it,
you're going
to
lose it.
Right.
But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it.
That's an important part.
See, it don't look like it sometimes.
No.
Sometimes the devil says, oh, you stupid, you ain't going to take that.
Don't do that.
Don't you do that.
It's better if you go this way.
Never go wrong going God's way.
No, never. Never. You never go wrong when you make Jesus your choice. When you make Jesus your choice, you will never, ever lose.
Never.
You
can't
never
go
lose.
Wrong.
Amen.
Doing it God's way.
You can't. God's way is always the better way.
I've been doing this a month. I mean, how many days did count yesterday? What, about 45 days?
I believe. Yeah. Well, it was 45 days yesterday.
So it's 44 days today,
yeah.
And 44 days, it'll be 40 years.
Right.
Serving Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And I've learned to give up Lonnie's way. I didn't know that in the world. And I didn't know that when I first came to you. Good traveling. I really didn't know that when I first came to you.
Thank you for reminding me.
But you know what? I've learned to let my way go and follow the word of God. You hear me teach all the time, say what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Say what God said.
Right.
See, what I say is one thing, but what I say don't have too much authority with
it. It don't carry too much weight.
It don't carry too much weight. What Jesus said.
Not the word.
You can depend on it.
The word carries weight.
It's never going to change.
Oh, no.
Whatever Jesus Christ said.
Mm-hmm.
It can never change.
Mm-mm.
It will all be the same, always be.
Mm-mm.
And you got to understand. Look, the Bible talks about, amen, over here on this foot, Lord, it says on the side. Talking about the miracle. What is it? Expect the miracle.
Expect today.
We always see it.
We see it.
You told me about 2 months ago, you said, Pastor, we weren't married yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know, I'm going to look at a place. I said, place? That's what I did. Place. Looking at a place for me. And next thing I know, I think a couple of days, you say, well, they got a closing for me down there in Aiken, North Carolina. I said, closing. So I went there, and he showed me the place. Beautiful house. But what I'm bringing out about
this,
the place you look for wasn't for you.
Right, no.
Now, it was for you, but
it
was for people that were underprivileged.
Right, yeah.
So you went out your way, put up money you had to provide a place for someone else.
Right, amen.
I don't know if you thought about it, but I was saying, what is this girl doing? She's buying another house. She got one house, but she got two houses.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost had to deal with me. So she's trying to help somebody.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus said. Now, your way would have been, hey, you bought a new car last year.
Right.
I'm sure your way would have said, go buy another new car.
Yeah.
I'll go buy something.
Well, I want to call it EcoBoost.
Oh, EcoBoost. Right.
I can upgrade my car.
Right. You know, and so, but God's way wasn't that way.
Yeah.
That wasn't what God said.
Yeah.
That wasn't what God said.
Nah.
God did not say to do that.
Right.
God said, I want you to be a blessing to my people. That was God.
Right.
And you obey the voice of God.
Amen.
That's so important, you know, that you obey God's voice.
Amen.
And we're going to put this back. I see the screen messed up with us. So we'll label it later. We'll just go up back now. All right. But you obey God.
Amen.
And I'm proud of you.
Amen.
That's one of that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Traits that I like about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you don't just think about Charlene. You think about the good of everybody.
Amen.
And I looked at how you had your sister down there, and your mother was down there, and you was doing so many things. I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what Jesus said, isn't it?
Yes.
That's exactly what Jesus Christ said.
That's what Jesus said.
We got to learn to be grateful and thankful. Amen. What happened here?
I don't know.
I don't want to do it, let's redo it. Okay. Let's stop it.
Right.
End it right there. Let's see if we start it over. Amen. You know, the devil don't like what we're doing.
You know.
You know,
but you know what, we gotta.
I want to post that or delete what?
Let's delete that.
Okay.
But you know what it is, the deal is when you try to teach people about giving up their way, the enemy don't like that, because when a person is in their way, they're selfish. They're not concerned about others. And Jesus teaches this principle because remember, Jesus left heaven to come down here. To give himself up for us. Wow. He did all that. We don't even have volume here. Jesus did this, and that's why he's able to teach us to do the same. You might have to reboot. You might have to reboot the whole thing. Reboot the whole thing. Well, so he teaches this principle for us so that we can go forward and do the same thing. And he knows that it's going to benefit. Just like his life on the cross benefited us. Us doing the same thing is going to benefit someone else.
That's exactly
it
right.
Doesn't just benefit out. See, the thing about it is when we give up our selfish way, it doesn't just benefit us. It benefits others. Like you and I doing this project on Dunn Street. For this young lady, for what we've seen, what we deem to be getting another home, what it's going to do is going to benefit someone else that's low income.
Exactly. We started this thing now for the church. Remember, what do you call it?
The community outreach center.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to benefit. It involves us giving up our own way. It's going to involve a lot of sacrifice. It's definitely going to involve taking up a cross.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, in the meantime, it's going to involve some giving up our way. The end result is going to be receiving and blessing others. It's definitely going to involve taking up course, and it's definitely going to involve giving up a part of our life. It's going to give up time, money, space.
We already give up some money and space.
But what's going to happen is Jesus is going to get the glory in the end.
And that's important.
And that's the important part. And that's why we can testify not only as products of obeying the word, but we can testify that the word works. We can testify that the word works. We have to continue to preach that you have to give up your own selfish way. Being selfish is like someone once told me that when you keep your hand closed, not only can't you give out, but you can't receive.
Can't receive. Isn't that amazing?
So we have to share this word. Sometimes people say I'm biased, but when you share the word like this, it's so anointed because it helps people understand that when you work the word works for you.
It will do that if you work the word.
People say, oh, I'm not selfish. Oh, I'm not selfish. Well, maybe you should go do a self-check, you know? Do a self-check. When Jesus says, take up your cross and follow, people say, I know, I do self-sacrifice. Well, think about it. How many times have you done something that actually benefits someone else? And then it's not always about giving them money. But how many times have you actually done something that was not your way?
Right.
Something as simple as not your way. You know? Something as simple as not doing it your way. Like, I'm going to give you an example. We get in the car. I love listening to worship music. My husband loves listening to Kirk Franklin praise. So we get in the car, and I switch to, like, when we come home today, I had worship music on. And I realized that that's not his type of music. So I hit the Kirk Franklin praise just before we got on the parkway coming on 254 because I realized that's the music he likes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's giving up your own way. And it may be seeing something simple, but it's a blessing. Because I know that's what you like.
It's tongue and teeth. You know, but you don't pull your teeth out, you don't get your tongue off.
No.
There's always a compromise.
There's always a compromise. And to some people, it's like, oh, yeah, but that's no big deal. No, maybe it's not a big deal. But what it does is it gives Christ an opportunity to move. It gives Christ an opportunity to move and operate in your life. It gives him an opportunity to move, if not in one way, in another way. And it's it. Which one?
The Verizon
right there. That one right there?
That's the trouble.
Oh.
Amen. But God is good. We don't know what happened, but we'll find out what it is. And we'll be back on the road tomorrow by 3. You see, that's what it's going to see.
Oh. It's having a hard time restarting. Okay. Okay. Because there's no internet. Okay. All right. But I mean, it's sacrifice is a really big deal because when you're not giving up your way, Jesus says that when you give up your life for his sake, you save it. And that's what we're interested in. We're interested in saving and keeping our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how he prospers your way. According to the word. It's not so much me. It's not that I'm so smart. It's not that I'm so bright. It's not that I'm so intelligent. It's just that I read. It's just that I read and I do my best to obey the word of God. That's all. It's just that I read and I do my best to obey the word of God. And when Matthew penned this scripture, it helps us to understand that Jesus has our best interest. That's why he told us to follow him. If you want to be my follower, if you want to be, what he said is, if you want to be prosperous, if you want to grow, if you want to be the best as you can be, if you want to go forward in life, if you want to grow, if you want to get, you know, not just money, but if you want to be happy, if you want to be joyous, if you want to have your best time of your life. You know, I put a post on Facebook the other day and I told them, I'm having the best time in my life. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I've gotten to the place in some instances where I'm able to give up my selfish way and just let God have his way. And I think is when we do that, you'll see God begin to have his way. Some people won't like it. People will say all kinds of things. You're being arrogant or you're bragging, you're boasting. But what I'm doing is I'm just letting God have his way. And in that way, you know what? Whatever the enemy says, you can tell the enemy, you know what? Man can't live on bread alone, but man lives by the word of God. Man lives by every bit of the word of God.
Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
You fight the enemy with the word of God.
That's what I learned. I've truly learned that God got the last say so in everything.
God has the last say so. 39
years that I've been serving.
Yes, sir.
September 10th, a month from now.
Glory.
A little over a month, but we're 40 years.
Yeah.
And I've learned.
What you learned?
How to let God lead.
Let him lead, right?
And I found out that my life becomes very successful. Anytime I let God lead. But when I lead, it always messes up. You understand?
Yeah.
Every time I try to lead this life, every time I try,
It always messes up. I think I told y'all about that in 2006 when I think the day before I got locked up in jail, I preached a message and I was telling people that how when I let God lead, everything works out good. When I tried to lead, it always messed up.
My Lord.
Always mess up every time I try to lead. But when I let God lead, it always works out for my good.
Always.
And to me, I found out letting God lead is the best way.
It is.
He told me if you try to hang on to your own way, you're going to lose every time.
Hmm.
He said that.
He did.
And so I'm not going to try to hang on to my own way. I'm giving that way up. I don't even at all try to hang on to my way.
My Lord.
I let God have his way in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a blessing to me, you know. I've really been blessed, and I'm truly blessed, and I got nothing but good things to say about Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can tell anyone listening to us tonight, if you let God lead you, you'll see your life changing.
Hmm.
You'll see a miraculous change taking place in your life right now.
Amen.
I'm not talking about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make a change in your life right now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus is able to do that. There's nothing too hard for him to do.
Nothing.
The Bible tells us, I'm going to keep going here.
Go ahead.
The Bible tells us over there in, hold on, put this down. Got so many things over there. Okay, I don't know what happened over there, but God is good. God, even on a bad day. There you go.
All right.
The internet started messing up with tonight.
Yes, all right.
But we'll get it. We're not going to worry about that.
No, we're not.
That's trivia thing.
Amen.
I can't let that get me down. We got to keep going. Amen.
Amen.
I keep giving God the praise and giving God the glory and giving God the honor. The next scripture says, there it is, right, verse 7, and what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?
No.
God said, what do you benefit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What do you benefit?
Nothing.
What do we benefit if we gain the whole world and then lose our soul? What do we benefit? What benefit is it?
I don't have an answer for that.
Huh?
I don't have an answer for that.
Sister Elmo used to say,
I don't have no
what
answer for that. There is no answer for that.
What benefit do we have if we gain the whole world? You got a pocket full of money, you got a big house, you got a big car, and you're doing good, and you lose your soul. What benefit is it? What benefit? What do you benefit? I don't see nothing to be benefited by that. You see anything?
Mm-mm.
I don't see nothing. To me, I'd rather have Jesus than anything that I know of. I'd rather have Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than any other thing that I know of. Nothing is greater than Jesus.
Not to me.
You know, I'm satisfied with it. I'm really, truly satisfied with it. And he does me well. And
yes,
I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God. I'm
very
thankful
much so.
For everything that he's doing. I'm thankful. We're back in the shower again. But anyway, God is good. So, amen. We'll see. Amen. Amen. But anyway, God is good. I just feel like today is a very important message. Now, if you out there, you can call me at 252-214-0799. Call me right now, not that. We're right here waiting for you to call us. 252-214-0799. God is a good God, even on a bad day.
Even on a bad day.
And you know what?
What?
Ain't nothing too bad.
No.
For God to get you out of it.
No.
I don't care what you're going through this evening. Your rent might be due. You may not have a job. We're praying for someone right now that they're dealing with a situation to get their citizenship in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them never too hard to go.
Nothing.
Did you go back on?
Nothing to get.
Ain't nothing too hard for God.
Nothing's too hard for God.
God can do it.
He can do it. Nothing, my friend.
Nothing is too hard for God Almighty.
Nothing.
I want you to know tonight that God loves you, and you are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You are actually more than a conqueror. The good part is that you're more than a conqueror, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not just a conqueror.
That's the best part.
But you're more than a conqueror.
That's what makes it easy. That's what makes it good.
Whatever's wrong in your life right now.
That's right.
Whatever is going wrong, whatever you're facing.
That's right.
You may have to go to court. I don't know. But God can give up your ways and let him fight for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what the Bible says. And the next verse it says what?
For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father and will judge all people according to their deeds.
God will look at how you react towards his word.
Jesus.
See, that's what's important.
Very important.
How you respond to the word of God.
Right.
You understand that, dude?
Amen.
The Bible clearly tells us, right?
Uh-huh.
We must give up our way.
Okay.
And do it his way.
Okay.
That's the success.
Okay.
See, we're going to be successful. We can't be a loser if you give up your way.
Can't be.
You're going to win.
Amen.
This too is going to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care how bad things are right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Jesus is going to fix you.
Hallelujah.
I'm messing up tonight on this live stream, but we're not worried about that.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm.
That's a trivial thing. We'll get that fixed. If we don't get it tonight, we'll get it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
Nah.
Amen. Satan's not going to buffet me.
Nah.
And make me think different. But we're here for you if you want to call us 252-214-0799. We'll get right now. God is good. There's a song.
Hallelujah.
In my heart. I just want to play a little bit of this song. It's about my own wife, but I just love it. She says, I don't mind giving God the praise. Hey, listen.
Please, please.
Oh, there you go. I don't mind.
I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. Giving God the praise.
Leaving for joy, giving God the praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Oh, everybody, praise the Lord.
Sing the song, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Sing the song, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Sing the song, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Dance your dance, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Dance your dance, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Dance your dance, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
everybody, you're the praise the Lord.
Oh, help me praise Him.
Praise
Him. Help me praise Him.
Praise Him.
Oh, help me praise Him.
Praise Him.
Oh, help me praise Him.
Praise Him.
Clap your hands.
Praise Him.
Stomp your feet.
Praise Him.
Leap for joy.
Praise Him.
Sing your song.
Praise Him.
Oh, help me praise Him.
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 Praise Him.
He's been good.
Praise Him.
Be praising,
praise Him.
He's been kind.
Praise Him.
Be praising,
praise Him.
Clap your hands.
Praise Him.
Help me praise Him.
Praise Him.
Stomp your feet.
Praise Him.
Help me praise Him.
Praise Him.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody, you're the praise the Lord.
I said, living in love me,
dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, free me forever, one day he's coming back, glorious day.
I said
living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away.
Yes he did, yes he did. I tell you, I enjoy that song.
No, him.
I guess I'm prejudiced because I'm crying.
God Almighty.
I don't mind praising the Lord. Well, listen, we want to tell you tonight in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse number 24, from God's Word translation. Read it, dear. What is it?
Then Jesus said to his disciples, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want, pick up their crosses, and follow me.
Now, does he mean it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that we would have what we got had we been selfish. I just don't believe it. I just don't, you know, nobody can make me believe that if I would have been selfish, that God would have blessed me. But I believe because I remain humble. I was talking to my friend this evening from New York. His wife left him about 18 years ago. And he got remarried. And he's going through it. And, well, I had that same problem. I don't like to keep going into it, but I did. And God kept me humble. I didn't get arrogant. I didn't get beside myself and threaten nobody. I just took it with a grain of salt, like a grain of salt, and kept on going. And that's what the Bible said. Jesus said to his disciples, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses and follow me. Now that's just as plain as the nose on my face.
Amen.
If I want to be successful, and I'm telling you this evening, no matter who you are, God don't love me any better or any more than he did you. You got the same privilege to follow Christ right now. You got the same privilege. And he'll bless you.
That's right.
He'll bless you, right?
Yes, he will.
Ain't no difference.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
There ain't no difference.
No difference.
Are y'all listening to me? I don't know if you're listening to me this evening, but
that's
if you're listening,
that's right.
God has blessed me. He's blessed my wife.
Amen.
Amen. The blessing I was giving you, we're doing good.
Amen.
But he don't love us no better than to do anyone else.
No.
But the Bible says, right here, it's clear. Then Jesus said to his disciples, those, anybody, that's those who want to come with me, must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses and follow me. And you know what? God will bless you. There's no doubt in my mind. God will bless you.
Amen.
Look what it says over there in Matthew 16, verse 25, from God's word translated, verse 25. What does it say?
Those who want to save their lives will lose them. But those who lose their lives for me will find them.
That's a guarantee. My sister, my brother, you all understand that this is God's word that he has left for you and I to apply to our lives.
Amen.
So the blessings of the Lord that he promised.
He promised.
Well, you know, I read, what was it, Sunday? In the conference, and I didn't preach Sunday, but I read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse, I think it was verse 20, verse number 7. Deuteronomy chapter 30, and verse number 7, it talks about all the curses that God had set in store for us when we're wrong. But now, if we turn to him,
we turn to him,
he'll take all those curses, even those that hate us. And he said, I'll put them on you. I mean, to me, I don't know about nobody else. I just love the Lord.
I just love him.
I just love him. I'm telling you the truth. I love the Lord. I think I'm going to do that this morning. Right? Oh, God, about 5 minutes to go. So let's just do the Lord. I'm going to show you. Let's see. Verse number one. Let's see. Good news. What is it?
I have now given you a choice between a blessing and a curse. When all these things have happened to you, and you are living among the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you, you will remember the choice. You will remember the choice I gave you.
God gives us a choice. You know, that's the good part about God. He gives us a choice. You know, that we can choose what we want. I want to be successful.
Hallelujah.
Don't you want to be successful?
Yes, sir.
What it says in the message about? Let me get that right. What a messy Bible saying.
Here's what will happen. While you're out among the nations where God has dispersed you and the blessings and curses come in just the way I have set them before you and take you, no, and you and your children take them seriously.
When you get serious with God, did you see that?
I see that.
When you become serious with God, that's when God becomes serious with you. When you get, I don't care who you are, when you get serious with God Almighty, that's when God gets serious with you. Are y'all listening to me? I'm telling you this evening, if you get serious with God, look what it says in verse 7.
God, your God, will put all these curses on your enemies who hated you and were out to get you.
Good God Almighty.
Jesus,
but do you know why we're so blessed?
Why are we so blessed?
Because we walk according to the word.
That explains it.
It has nothing to do with us.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's
oh,
just
God.
My choice to follow God.
I choose to follow
and
God.
In the first verse, he said, we choose to follow
God. Just blessing and curses. You choose.
You
and take it seriously.
I don't want no curse.
Oh.
And God told me, in order for me to be blessed, I got to give up my way.
That's what he told me.
He said, I got to give up my way. I can't keep going my way. And he's expect to be blessed.
Amen.
I got to give up Lonnie's way. And you know what? That devil don't want you to give up your way.
No, no.
You don't want you to give up your way.
You ain't got to take that.
Look what it says in Matthew 16, verse 24, from the good God word 25. What does it say?
Those who want to save their lives will lose them. But those who lose their lives for me will find them.
Back up to verse 24. What does it say?
Then Jesus said to his disciples, those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want. Pick up their crosses and follow me.
That's what I decided to do. I decided to follow Jesus Christ. Because you know what?
What?
I realized I couldn't make it no other way. I realized that I needed Jesus. And some of you listen to me, you might take it lightly, but you're talking to a man that really, really believes in the Word of God. I truly, someone said about me, if you want to hear the truth and how you get out, this is the apostle line of stuff. Nobody said that. But I believe that.
Somebody focus on
you. I really believe that God Almighty can do abundantly above all that you ever ask for things. Then what I said here, those who live are filled with religious activity, including the exercise of gifts like tongues, prophecy, and great works of faith, if you really believe.
Amen.
Then I take this word to heart. That if God tells me I'm blessed, I believe that I'm blessed. If God tells me I'm a winner, I believe.
Hallelujah to God.
If God says I'm an overcomer,
yes, sir.
I believe that I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
I believe what God said.
Amen.
I truly believe it.
Thank you, Jesus.
But in Deuteronomy again, it tells us clearly. God, your God, will put all these curses on your enemies who hate you and were out to get you. God said that.
God said it.
He said that. And I believe it. I truly believe it. The New LT says, he said, what a New LT will put you on your suit.
Maybe
I have time to do
it.
Nah, that's not right.
Okay.
What is it right
there? The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate and persecute you.
That's why we're blessed. Because God took it off us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, he's listening to me. The same way God is blessing me, he's looking at me. Listen, I got to go to the clock on the wall because my time is about out. But I got to go. I enjoy coming here with you.
Amen.
Sharing the Word of God, my wife and I.
Amen.
And we just so excited. Got about 3 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
We're excited. You got anything you want to say? We got, we're going to come back. Start tomorrow morning. We're going to be on Facebook.
That's right.
At the
11:45. That's right, our morning broadcast. Yeah. Our good morning broadcast.
Our good morning broadcast tomorrow morning.
That's right.
On Facebook. You can join us in. We're going to have a word for you. I guarantee it.
Amen.
All right, now listen, I got to go, but our church is the Jesus Saved Ministry located at 509
1007
Evergreen Street. I've been in New York so long. Our church is located at 1007 Greenville, Mountain Island, 27834. I'm the pastor, Apostle Weinstock. Telephone number, if you'd like to donate, we appreciate it, 252-214-0799. Our website is www.tjsm.org. Email is gojesusnow@aol.com.
Yes.
We really got to go. All right. I'm going to say good evening to you. I'm going to say God bless. Okay. My wife is keeping it straight over there. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise him and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the broadcast. Everything got to come to an end, so we're getting ready to leave. But don't forget, we're still here for you. You can call us anytime at 252-214-0799. And we'll pray for you 24 hours a day. You can make all donations out to TJSM 1007 West Allison Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We look to hear from you real soon. May God bless you real good. Remember, do it in Jesus' name because he loves you. All right? Have a great day. Thank you.
Live just to serve. You're going to be hanging out in here, so if you need anything, text me.
Mm-hmm.